Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for downloading us. 50,000 downloads a week can't all be wrong. So thank you. Tell your friends about us and do rate us weekly. We have a wonderful guest this week, by the way. Next week, we also have a great guest. I'm going to tell you about this week's guest first, and then next week's guest to try and intrigue you, tease you, as I always do. Yoga mat, Roy Parvin, yoga for the inflexible male. I fit this demographic perfectly. Maybe you do as well. But you undoubtedly know someone, if you're listening to this, who is as inflexible as I am. How do I know I'm inflexible? Well, we have a yoga teacher here. We have many teachers here at the Cleveland Clinic. In fact, as chair of the Wellness Institute, I helped start the yoga teaching school here, and I can tell you that I am inflexible. As I often said to our head yoga teacher, Judy Barr, I have trained an awful lot. I captained the U.S. team in the Pan American Games in squash, so I had to be in great shape, and I have rigid hamstrings and gastroc. So they move quickly, they work fine, but if I'm trying to bend now after all these years, I am totally inflexible, so this is perfect for me. But Roy Parvin is our guest. We'll be with him in a second. I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor first, but I should tell you that Roy did this to learn how to sleep. And we're going to come back to that story in a few seconds, since yoga, in fact, is he goes by the name of Yoga Mat, Yoga for the Inflexible Male, a how-to guide published by 10 Speed Press of Random House fame. So, Roy, if you will, did this to learn how to sleep. He had such a good result that he decided to share it with us. And the people who are sponsors for this are Persona Nutrition. I thank them for being our sponsor. And if it's one thing I know all of you who listen to the show want, in fact, better health and nutrition, but sometimes understanding what vitamins and supplements to take is and can be confusing. That's why I joined Persona Nutrition. I'm head of their scientific advisory board. But it's also why I recommend Persona, because you can get personalized supplement recommendations and custom vitamin packs delivered right to your door. There's a morning one and an evening one. That's how what I take for my own supplements and vitamins. Plus, they've got a great offer for you. Just go to mypersona.com/Roizen. That's mypersona.com, mypersona.com/Roizen, where you'll take a free assessment. You got nothing to lose. It's a free assessment. Find out what you need. If you decide to order from them, your first order, you get 50% off. That's right, 50% off. You got nothing to lose to take that assessment. Go there. Try it today. mypersona.com/Roizen. And thanks for doing that. But also, we've got to thank Yoga Matt, who's here, Yoga for the Inflexible Male. You all know that I pride myself on reading the books before I do the show. I did not get the book because the person who normally sends it to me, her husband liked this book so much that she kept the book for him. So I didn't get it. So Roy, it's Roy Parvin who goes
That's right.
by Yoga Mat. Roy, let's talk about the story. Now, you weren't a yogi to begin with, but you fell into this, so to speak, because you had a sleep problem. Tell us about the sleep problem and what happened.
Sure. I had I did not get REM sleep for 339 straight days due to a medical misdiagnosis. I went to my doctor. I was not sleeping. He saw me and thought, well, I'm an athlete. I'm a cyclist. My standing heart rate's around 48 per minute. And automatically, maybe because he thought I was a writer, said, this is insomnia emotionally based. And they gave me pill after pill that did not work. So when medicine for that period that it failed during that misdiagnosis, yoga helped me deal with the fallouts of not sleeping, which is anxiety and high blood pressure and panic attacks and things like that. So yoga helped until I switched doctors, and the doctor quickly figured out that I had sleep apnea, a very severe case of it. And so I still do yoga after the diagnosis because it still helps me. But, you know, for all the same things, whenever I get tense, not from apnea, but just from normal life, yoga has been the answer for me.
Now, let's talk about, so you had sleep apnea and were being woken up because of your sleep apnea. Even if you didn't know it, you were waking up. That's what sleep apnea. That's what sleep apnea does, and then it causes high blood pressure. Causes a lot of other things that are associated, increased cognitive dysfunction, not feeling great, etc. But how did yoga help you? What did you do? What did you start with? How did you get started on yoga? So they gave you a bunch of pills. Nothing was happening. So how did you get into yoga? What was the first step?
Well, a new yoga studio came to town, and I knew the landlord of the building. And I had been wanting to do yoga for years because I'm an athlete, and I knew it was good for me. But all the classes I noticed had a lot of women in them. And I knew that as a guy, I'm not good in yoga. So I'd never do yoga in front of women because I have my pride. So I went to the yoga studio owners and I said, please do a class called Yoga for the Inflexible Male. And I wrote an article in the local paper. And the first night of the class, about 25 guys showed up, all of them looking like they're going out to the supermarket for a gallon of milk. None of them had done yoga before. And so I discovered that there's this yoga phobic audience out there of guys who secretly want to do yoga like me. So once the class sold out, being the writer, I realized there's a book in here. There must be other men like me who really want to do yoga, but the circumstance hasn't been right because it hasn't been a class of just the XY chromosome set. So that was my idea, sort of bring me your deeply embarrassed, your previously yoga phobic, your stiff, and it seems like it's working.
And so what was your first, if you will, what yoga moves do you, how do you do yoga every day? What do you talk about in the book? How do we get into, how do a stiff man, and I am perfect, what's the first thing? So now I do a little, if you will, sun salutation and a little, if you will, downward dog every day in the shower. But what should people start with? Because obviously what I do is a little weird.
the thrust of the book is really inclusive. And it's, you know, that's my idea, just bring as many people into the yoga tent as possible. So the teacher of the class, we lucked out. And one of the things about my book that is interesting is most yoga books are written from the perspective of the master, the teacher. Mine is written from the perspective of me, the neophyte. And luckily we had a wonderful teacher, this guy named Jerry, who's a super athlete. He was in his early 70s, a lot of sports injuries. So he was able to develop a class for guys who have a lot of sports injuries in their hips, their shoulders. And so I just taped the class in the beginning because I wanted to do it at home. And then I realized that in the class, he had a lot of variations for guys. He had usually three different variations of each pose. So I called them because I noticed after class, because guys always want to be the superlative in something, but nobody was good in yoga. So everybody was trying to be the worst. I am the worst in eagle pose. No, I'm the worst. We'd all brag about who was the worst. So for each pose, I include a good, a not so bad version, and what I call the ugly version. And they're all good. It's sort of, you know, I use humor in the book to make guys laugh. And it's basically divided into three separate yoga routines that last about an hour. I call them three manly routines so guys can feel they're doing something manly. And each of the routines is geared specifically to problem areas for guys, like downward dog is a classic because, and I have many versions of downward dog in the book, it helps the shoulders. A lot of things, guys have trouble in their hamstrings and hips. So there's a lot of emphasis on that with specific props to help the user. It's as a stepping stone to more complex poses. So we start out in the beginning, we show them how to have a ladder to get to more complex poses, basically.
And so the what you're trying to tell us is that anyone can really benefit from yoga, and it has many benefits. It's not just that it helps you be more flexible, which it does, or help you manage stress, which it does, but it may help you with better sleep. Now, tell me how you monitored whether it helped you with better sleep.
Well, once I, once they discovered that I had sleep apnea, I have my machine that I use every night that I plug into to basically modulate my breathing and make sure that I don't stop breathing. It has a readout every morning, and I could tell my apneic events were fewer. I was getting much longer sleep. I wasn't getting up as much in the night. I wasn't, getting up to go to the bathroom as much. And all these things were indicators that I was relaxed in bed, and it really helped the transition of not using a CPAP machine for most of my life and then transitioning over to a CPAP machine. It requires some flexibility of spirit. And that's what the book is about too. It's not only about, flexibility of body, it's sort of learning something that'll make you flexible, more flexible of spirit. So it really helps with the transition.
I should tell everyone we're talking with Yoga Matt, M-A-T-T, author of Yoga for the Inflexible Male, a how-to guide published by 10 Speed Press. It's an imprint of Random House. And Yoga Matt's real name is Roy Parvin. He's a award-winning fiction author of In the Snow Forest, published by W.W. Norton, and a recipient of a National Endowment for the Arts grant in literature. He's an elite cyclist, so it's unusual that someone thin would have sleep apnea, except we have both central and peripheral sleep apnea. He obviously probably had peripheral because he's so thin, but it can happen, and men over the age of 60, more than 25% of us have sleep apnea significant enough. And so his sleep apnea episodes, as you've heard, decreased with practicing yoga. I also want to say before we come back to talking a little more about specific routines and what he recommends to start with, that we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition, and you can go to mypersona.com /Roizen to take a free assessment and get a 50% off your order today. That's right, 50% off your first order. The assessment is absolutely free. You got nothing to lose. Try it today, mypersona.com/Roizen. So, Roy, if I can call you that rather than Yoga Matt.
That's fine.
So when we're starting, if you're starting on your own, I take it, can you do it from just a book, or do you think we all should go to a class? And if you go to a class, should you just grin and bear it and not worry about being embarrassed by the more flexible female gender?
Absolutely. A book is a really good way to start. Going to the yoga studio is good because you'll get some hands-on adjustments from the instructors there if you're doing anything wrong. My go-to in the beginning was back corner of the room. Fewer people can see me. So if you are embarrassed about doing yoga, the back right or left corner is great, and you can sort of build up your courage. What happens with yoga, the wonderful thing is as you get to do it, you're not looking at the other people on other mats as much. Your focus is really what's happening on your mat, and it happens quite naturally. In the beginning, you're kind of peering over there to make sure, am I doing this correctly? Am I the worst in the class? In my class, I usually was, even with guys. But, as time went on, I was more concerned with what was my progress happening on the mat as opposed to comparing myself, which is sort of a Western thing anyway. How's that person doing compared to me? And yoga is really not like that. And it has changed me in a lot of ways in practicing it. In doing other sports, when I ride my bike competitively, I really just care about more now about how well I do compared to other people.
You've been listening to Yoga Matt, Roy Parvin, who has written the book And I love the title, Yoga for the Inflexible Male, a How-To Guide, published by 10 Speed Press. Roy, if I was going to say anything else, so say you can't find a studio that's also got guys in it, what do you do?
Well, you could order this book, and you would get three what I call manly practices, and you could get started in the privacy of your own home. More and more guys are going into the yoga studio, but if it takes a book just to familiarize yourself with the vernacular and some of the Sanskrit names for the poses, that would be a good way to go. Most yoga studios are pretty friendly, and nobody laughs in the yoga studio at anybody else. So I've never seen that happen, and it's a pretty open, great place to be.
As I've said before, I want to thank Persona Nutrition for being the sponsor of the show. All of us want better health, and nutrition is a key component of that. If you want to know what vitamins and supplements you're missing from your daily routine that could help you, go to mypersona.com/Roizen, and you can take a free assessment. It tells you what you got nothing to lose, obviously. It's a free assessment. It tells you if you're doing everything right or what you're missing and what you can help with. They come in small packs, a morning pack and an evening pack. It's a great way, easy way to get what you want, and you get 50% off on your first order. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the B segment. This is 977B, Roy Parvin, Yoga Mat, Yoga for the Inflexible Male. Coming up, by the way, on 978 is Nan Wise, Why Good Sex Matters. Nan Wise, Why Good Sex Matters. It's a great book. I must admit, it is a wonderful book that opened my eyes to a number of things. And I consider that I always have good sex, but I can't say that or my wife would get mad at me. So Dr. Nan Wise, Why Good Sex Matters, is next week's B segment. Always the A segments are the latest news of the week and what it means for you, what you should do differently. Thanks again for listening. Bill Kaproth, thanks for great engineering, but especially to our audience, because you're the ones, especially if you use PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen, you're the ones that help motivate us to keep going and to keep this show alive. This is, as I said, 977B, so we've been going for more than 18 years. Thanks a lot. We'll be back next week.